This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides for an assured pension. Addressing the media after cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees 60% of the pension is assured for the family after the employee's demise. There will be assured minimum pension at 10,000 rupees per month on superannuation after minimum 10 years of service. There is inflation indexation on assured pension, on assured family pension and assured minimum pension. There will be dearness relief based on All India Consumer Price Index for industrial workers as in case of service employees. There will be lump sum payment of superannuation in addition to gratuity. Mr. Vaishnav wrote it that about 23 lakh central government employees would benefit from this scheme. It will be effective from 1st April 2025. Mr. Vaishnav said that the cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi also approved the Bio-E3 biotechnology for economy, environment and employment policy to foster high-performance biomanufacturing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoists is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to media during his visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely freed from Naxal problem by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio. The program will be broadcast on entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra and Jodhpur in Rajasthan tomorrow. In the morning, Mr. Modi will visit Jalgaon to participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan. He will give certificates and facilitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of NDA government. He will also interact with Lakhpati Didis from across the country. A delegation of staff side of Joint Consultative Machinery for Central Government Employees today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Secretary, Staff Side, National Council of Joint Consultative Machinery Shiv Gopal Mishra thanked Prime Minister for interacting with the delegation which represent 32 lakh employees. In West Bengal, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed an FIR in the financial irregularities case against Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, the former principal of R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. Dr. Ghosh is currently being interrogated in Kolkata and a polygraph test is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment for the victims of the bus accident in Tanhu district, Nepal. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Eminent sarod player Ustad Amjad Ali Khan performed at an event organized as part of the Azadi Sangeet Sammelan at Rang Bhavan in Akashvani premises in New Delhi today. Former Union Minister Smriti Irani and Director General of Akashvani Moshmi Chakravarti attended the event among others. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gangetic West Bengal till tomorrow. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Mizoram, Tripura, Gujarat, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.